On the I Make a Living podcast, celebrity matchmaker and entrepreneur Damona Hoffman talks to today's most successful small business owners about what it means to carve your path, define success on your own terms, and build a business that satisfies you. To listen, go to freshbooks.com/podcast or search I Make a Living on any podcast platform. One often overlooked factor in doing effective creative work is the environment in which you do that work. How you surround yourself with the right tools, the right sounds, the right visuals can significantly impact your creative brain. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about the impact of your environment on creativity. And specifically, we're going to talk about how music can improve your creative process. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, Herding Tigers, and The Motivation Code, available now wherever books are sold. Have you ever thought about your environment and how it affects your ability to produce great work each day? You know, many of us don't. We just kind of accept the environment that we work in, but we don't really think about how we could shape that environment to help us be more effective. But the reality is our environment impacts how we focus. It affects the energy level maybe that we experience as we go about our work and any number of other factors that can help us connect dots and produce better creative work. And today's guest is going to help us understand how one specific element in our environment can impact this in significant ways. His name is Will Henshaw, and he's going to walk us through how music can play a role in our productivity. Before we jump into that conversation, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Headspace. Wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide to help you sleep, focus, act, and be better? Well, there is, and if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. The thing I love about Headspace is it doesn't matter how much time I have, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I can find a meditation that I can engage in at any moment. If I'm experiencing a high degree of stress because I'm trying to get a lot of work done, just taking 5 or 10 minutes to calm myself, to center myself using Headspace does wonders. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/accidentalcreative. That's headspace.com/accidentalcreative for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now, so head to headspace.com/accidentalcreative today. All right, I'm going to bring Will Henshaw on here in a minute, but before we do, I wanted to share something that I shared with our Daily Creative community. The Daily Creative is a community where I send an email and a podcast every day to community members, and the podcast and the daily entry for July 24th was something that I think this is something I wanted to share with everybody because I think it's something that's really common among creative pros, among those of us who have to kind of make it up as we go. I think it's really easy for us to adopt narratives, or as Johnny Acuff would call them, soundtracks, that limit our perspective and over time limit our ability to do the hard emotional work necessary to create value out of nothing. And so I just wanted to share this entry with you for no other reason than I think it's something that we all could learn from right now. And then we'll get into the interview with Will Henshaw in just a minute. This is July 24th's Daily Creative entry. It's called Failure is Not a Name. And the quote that I always start each of these daily entries with a quote. The quote for this day was, "Failure isn't fatal, but failure to change might be." It's a quote from John Wooden, who is a legendary basketball coach. "Failure is not a name to answer to or a badge of shame to wear." Imagine you're walking across a rope bridge that you've walked across 100 times. As you're crossing, your feet suddenly feel one of the planks snap beneath your feet and watch it plunge into the rushing river below. You freeze with your foot suspended in midair. In that moment, what you do next is incredibly important. If you panic, you might end up in the river too, or you might freeze in place unable to move. Either way, you're in trouble. So how do you get moving again? You have to tell yourself a story about all of the times you've successfully crossed the bridge in the past and remind yourself that you've got this. It's highly unlikely to happen twice. If you work long arc projects, you probably know the frustration and pain of having a project fail to live up to expectations. After expending so much time, energy, and focus on something you care about, it can be devastating when it just doesn't click. What you do next is very important. The story you tell yourself in those moments may define the next few years of your life and work. Unfortunately, if you aren't intentional about that story, one will be chosen for you. In Louder Than Words, one of my books, I wrote about how false narratives can draw you off course and prevent you from standing firm in the face of uncertainty. The narratives you tell yourself define your life and work. Psychologist Martin Seligman explained that there are three ways in which our internal beliefs or narratives become damaging. We make them personal, we make them pervasive, and we make them permanent. Personal: I failed, so I must be a failure. Pervasive: I failed in this instance, so I'll probably fail in every instance. Permanent: I failed once, so I'll probably fail always. Of course, each of these three narratives is a lie, but in the moment it feels very true. The narrative fills the vacuum previously filled by our unmet expectations. It's collateral damage we experience when walking through the refining fires in the depth of the valley of the creative process. Listen, friends, don't answer to the name failure. Don't. For better or worse, the story you choose to live out establishes your boundaries. Failure is not a name to answer to or a badge of shame to wear. So here's the question. Here's the challenge for you in this. Is there a false narrative about failure that is preventing you from doing good work? This is something we need to wrestle to the ground. Okay. Is there a false narrative about failure that's preventing you from doing good work? Something for you to chew on this week. And again, if you want more of these daily insights, you can go to thedailycreative.me. All right, I'm very excited for today's guest. Here is Will Henshaw. He's going to talk to us about how music affects our life and our creativity. Well, I'm thrilled to welcome to the show today, Will Henshaw. Will is the founder of Focus at Will. We're going to be talking about music and creativity and productivity and all things related to those subjects. Will, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast.
Hey, thank you very much. You have just summed up the last 10 years of my life in a single sentence.
Well, great. I think this is something that's going to really, first of all, this is a subject that I am profoundly fascinated with because it's something that I think about a lot. What is the optimum working environment for doing creative work and how does sound play into that? But also, I'm just really fascinated by your journey. So if we could maybe step back a little bit before we talk about music and productivity. You have a very long-standing career in the music business. You were part of a number of groups. You were a part of London Beat, which had the big hit that is, the moment that I say it, is going to be stuck in everybody's head for the next 3 days.
Jimmy, this one?
That would be the one. Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's a little loud, but that's all good.
Yeah, and so you were part of that, and you obviously have a longstanding music career. But as you mentioned, about a decade ago, you made a transition into focusing on music and productivity. Could you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you ended up where you are today?
Yeah. I was in the band London Beat. I was the founding member and the main writer back in the 90s. And we had Thinking About You, which is, we just played a burst of. But globally, we had 5 number one songs. We had a great career. There was me and 3 African-American soul singers. And although we were called London Beat and we're based in London, the guys were American. And it taught me a lot about how music impacts us as a human. In other words, why do some songs, for instance, I've Been Thinking About You, why does that have this sort of magical memory hook? Why is it that, you know, it's one of the most played songs in the world from the 90s? And I got really particularly interested when we were doing live shows, which was, you can either have a set list where you just play the songs in this order every night, or what is much better is to read the crowd and you know, have you ever been to a wedding where the DJ plays the wrong song in the wrong order?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, that got me really interested in programming and music to play in the background while you're working. So what happened was, after I was in London Beat, I started a tech company. I come from a line of British inventors. There's almost no musicians in my family, but my dad, my grandfather, great-grandfather, they're all inventors, crazy British inventors. Doing, my dad invented stuff to do with recycling glass. My grandfather, products to do with steam engines, industrial design things. And I think it seeped into my blood because after I was in the band, me and another guy, a couple of guys actually, created a technical system that we have 5 patents on that network recording studios. So this was a system called Rocket Network, and we sold the company to Avid, who make all of the video and audio, you know, Pro Tools and the video editing equipment that Hollywood and all the broadcast world uses. We sold that to them in 2003. As part of that, I actually ended up with a desk job, which was a strange thing to be doing. And part of that meant I had to try and find music that would help me focus while I was working, doing spreadsheets, doing design, doing patent writing, those kinds of things. And I found it extraordinarily difficult. Why? Well, the reason why is that normal music, which is like London Beat or anything else that you might try and find and listen to, is created for entertainment. And that is the wrong kind of music to be listening to for most people when you're working. And the journey, just to sort of sum it up in a sentence, is we all have 2 parts of our consciousness, of who we are. There's the me talking to you now. So I'm like, Todd, I can hear you. I can't see you because this is an audio interview, but I'm concentrated. I'm focused on our conversation right now. That is my conscious attention. So this is what my task is right now, is to do this thing. And then my non-conscious attention, or my subconscious attention, is listening out for my safety. So as I'm talking to you now, it's kind of quiet. I'm in Marina Del Rey, which is in Los Angeles in California, and it's kind of quiet outside. There's no noises. There's no bears. There's nobody talking behind me. My non-conscious attention is nice and calm and allowing me to focus completely on talking to you right now. Now, if I'm distracted by something nearby, if there is in particular a human voice, or if I can smell food, or if I hear a loud noise that's dangerous. So it's food, sex, and danger. These are the things that that trigger all of us and distract us in the background. That will stop me. Literally, if the stimulus behind me, around me, is sufficiently my limbic system, which is my non-conscious attention, is focusing on that, I'll have to say to you, hey, Todd, can you just hang on a second? I just need to take care of, I think there's someone out. There's been a car accident. You know that?
Yeah.
That thing. Now, that is a response that we all have. And in some people, it's much more acute than others. So, as I was a musician, to go back to what I started this question with, I know that you can manage people's attention by playing them the right music in the right order. And I also knew that music with vocals is distracting to most people. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but try putting on, say, the Beatles or, you know, Drake or some hip hop, anything that is in the charts that has a lot of vocals, a lot of information. You will find it very difficult to write. Because particularly in the Beatles, you'll be trying to, even if you hate them, you know all the words, and you'll be like, she loves you, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, what am I writing here? Yes, I'm trying to write a blog post.
Right.
So we found out that music without vocals in a very specific order is what helps you focus and concentrate when you're working. Gets you into a flow state.
But, you know, it's interesting. I was not... until fairly recently aware of your company focus at will, but I have implemented that in my writing process for years and years. I have a very specific album that I listen to that is it's a non-vocal album. It's all instrumental and it's very drone-ish. You know, there's not a lot that's happening. There isn't a lot of movement. There's not a ton of melody. It's just kind of there in the background. But it does a couple of things. One, I'm convinced it helps me focus. And I've written all of my books to this album. And number two, it also signals to my brain, okay, now it's time to be creative. Now it's time to I only listen to it when I'm doing deep creative work. And it signals to my brain, now is the time to engage with your creative work.
What kind of music is it?
So it's called, it's by a group called Ambient Music Therapy. It's called Deep Meditation Experience. And it's sort of has a little bit of drone-ish melody, a little bit in the background, but it's not anything that you would sort of be able to discern as a melody that's going to capture my attention, but it's just immersive. It just sets the tone, the mood, you know, it just sort of puts me in that place. And so when I heard about your company, I thought, wow, that is brilliant, because that's exactly what I sort of stumbled upon by accident in my own life and in my own creating, that you're creating an experience for people that is exactly what I've validated now 5 books later and any number of creative hours later. That's just a fascinating thing.
Well, I'm glad you found it. It actually, if I can spend 2 minutes digging into that for a second with you, we have found that there are about 12 different brain types. You can put human beings in terms of their productivity and their distractibility into about 12 different buckets. In fact, if you go to the Focus at Will website, there's a free onboarder, which will help determine by a series of questions that dig into, we use a system which is related to the Big Five, which is a personality test, similar to a Myers-Briggs type test. And it has about an 80% accuracy of predicting which kind of music will work best for you. Now, you instinctively found this album, which is ambient with some motion, but you will find that some people, that doesn't work at all. It really doesn't work at all. Some people need a surprising amount of energy and noise in their, what will be called noise maybe to you, to work and to focus on something when you're working. So, I don't like to offend the person who I'm being interviewed by, but you are not normal yourself.
I'll take that as a compliment, actually.
You're atypical, Todd.
That's maybe the best thing you can say to me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So what I mean by that is you have found that you can have one single album on repeat that helps you focus and concentrate when you're working. And that's actually unusual. The reason why is we all have this part of our function in our brain is to do with novelty and habituation. So novelty and habituation is it's part of the way that your non-conscious mind and your conscious mind interact with each other. So let's say, here's a classic. Are you married?
Yourself? I am. Yes.
Okay. So when your wife, your partner, she will say, your partner will say to you, "Are you listening to me?" And you will say, "I'm not even hearing you." You have tuned her out because you have habituated to the sound of her voice, unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, what happens when we hear music, when we hear a stimulus that's around us in the background? We humans have a built-in system to pay attention to something while we need to, and then cease to pay attention to it when we no longer need to. So this function of novelty and habituation is actually very valuable to us. Here's another quick example. We go to, say, a friend's house, and they're very near a freeway. And when you first get there, you're like, wow, that freeway is loud. And after, 10 minutes, you don't even notice it anymore, because you're tuning it out. So what many people do when they find music that works for them is they will find that they start tuning it out and the focusing effect of that music stops working.
Interesting.
Now, you have, as I said, I mean, you've had a remarkable career. You're an author. You have, part of the reason why you've been successful as you are is that you have a slightly different mechanism in your own personal novelty and habituation response than most people do. But most people, after about 20 minutes, unless the audio stream, unless the music stream is very carefully, the playlist is very carefully and very specifically played out to you, they will find that, for instance, if you were to give me your album and play it after about 25 minutes, it wouldn't work for me at all.
Sure, yes.
Why? Because I need to have music like that, which is very slightly different, fed to me like a tapestry of music over a period of many hours for it to work. And that's what Focus at Will does. We find the genre of music that works best for you through the onboarder, and then it delivers a specific stream to you based on your brain type and based on your experience on the system.
Fascinating. So, just for example, what have you discovered works best for you when you're working?
Well, there is a channel on the system of the users on the system. Go with a channel type, which is a sort of a down-tempo electronica channel. And there's one called Alpha Chill on the system. And in fact, I'm right here on the live system and I will play you a little burst of it. This is actually off our live system. So I've no idea what track it's going to play. Let's see. Here we go. Can you hear that okay?
I can, yes.
This is very typical of the Alpha Chill channel. There's no vocals. It has this sort of gentle feel to it. The next most popular channel is called Up Tempo, and I've just changed channel. It's kind of got a dance floor feel to it. It's always got a pulse. So about 40% of our users use the Alpha Chill. About 30% of our users use the up-tempo. And there's a new channel, actually, that I've just personally created called Nature Beat. And I'll play you a burst of that, which is a hybrid between... You can hear the sounds of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. This track takes quite a while to get going, due to the way the habituation curve works. But here's the fascinating thing. Oh, there's a channel on our system, a new one actually, by a pianist called Jason Campbell. I'll play you a burst of this too while we're doing a quick drop through the system. This is called Zen Piano. Some people's brain type, this works super well. Have I put you to sleep?
No, not at all. I'm just listening and I'm fascinated because I had never considered that different people's brains might respond differently to different stimulus in that way. You would think that would be obvious, but it's not. I'd never really considered that before.
What about this? 5% of our users listen to this. This is the ADHD channel. Here it is.
Fascinating.
And it's just getting going. I'm just going to turn it off for a second.
Hey everyone, I'm going to ask Will in just a minute how we can discover our own profile, what kind of music best suits us. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is also brought to you by Voices.com. So, have you noticed that more and more of your friends and colleagues are turning to freelance marketplaces to meet their needs? The future of work is freelance, and Voices is expanding the services offered on its platform to help you meet all of your creative project needs in one place. you know you'll get the voiceover, translation, audio production, and music composition services you need quickly when you use Voices. Get high-quality responses from highly skilled talent in a few hours, sometimes even in minutes, when you post a job. Voices make sure there's no risk when you hire talent. With the exclusive SurePay service, your funds are only released once the final files have been delivered and you're given your seal of approval. The choice is always yours when you use Voices to meet your creative needs. With a comprehensive platform of skilled professionals, you can rest assured you'll find the right fit. And with over 100 languages and accents to choose from, working with Voices gives you access to the diversity you need to make waves with your target audiences. Visit voices.com and post your job today. And now back to our interview with Will Henshaw.
So Will, if people want to discover their unique, you know, whatever it is that's going to help them optimize their deep creative thought and their productivity, what would be a next step for them?
Well, if you just go to the Folks at Will website, you don't need to sign up or anything. You can just take the quiz on the front and it will recommend the right genre of music for your brain type. I'd be fascinated, Todd, to see what it throws up for you. Is it going to throw up an ambient channel based on your brain type?
Yeah, I'm going to actually do that before we release this interview so I can speak more meaningfully about maybe I'm actually not, maybe there's something better for me than what I've been using for all these years and I just didn't know it.
So possible. But as I said, remember, you know, you're not normal.
That's true. That is true. Yes.
Look, I found this often that highly productive, highly successful people actually are different in the way their brain works and the way their productivity works and the way their inspiration works. And it seems to be part of the human condition. So we are all individual aspects of the divine.
Fascinating. Well, Will Henshaw is the founder of Focus at Will. This has been a fascinating conversation. Where would you send people if they want to know more about you and about your company's work?
Well, actually, the main website has got a lot of information on it. And my email is really easy. I'm will@focusatwill.com. That's written focus, A-T-W-I-L-L.com. Drop me a note and let me know if you think Todd is also not normal in a great way.
You're going to get so much email from listeners who have been listening for 15 years. And they're also going to send you angry emails about how now I've been thinking about you stuck in their head for days. So
yeah, I've been thinking about you too. You know, just in closing, the first sort of 10 years of my professional life, I was all about trying to make hit records. Hits on the radio. Here's the chorus. Don't bore us. There's the chorus. Here's the sing along with this, London beat. And then in the last 10 years, I have been all about trying to make music that your non-conscious mind is going to pay attention to, but your conscious mind is not going to be distracted to.
Yes. Interesting. It's almost there are mirror images. There's a symmetry there, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Will Henshaw, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure. I wish you well, and I'm a big fan of your work, being serious. So thank you.
Well, I hope that this gave you, like it gave me, a lot to think about. I actually did take the quiz on the Focus at Will site, and I probably have something different that I could be listening to in order to be more productive. So I'm actually going to experiment with that and see how that affects my personal productivity and my creativity on a day-to-day basis. And I encourage you to do the same and email me and let me know what the results are for you at interact@accidentalcreative.com. Also, by the way, my new book comes out a year from September, but if you want to start reading it now, I'm actually sharing it with a group of people at thedailycreative.me. That's thedailycreative.me. You can check that out if you are at all interested. Jump on our weekly email list. It's called Three Things. I just send three things every Sunday that are sure to spark some kind of creative thought. So again, it's accidentalcreative.com/subscribe to jump on that list. Hey, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts or at accidentalcreative.com. The Accidental Creative is part of the Airwave Media Network. Go to airwavemedia.com to listen to more fine shows like this. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.